Doesn't sound like much of a trade, does it? His life for mine. Heaven gave its very best. And in return got our very worst. Ain't nobody ever loved you like that. Nobody ever will love you like that. Amen. He did, gave his life for mine. Amen. Good job, kids. I like that. That was mighty, mighty good. About like I was this morning. They done got me tore up. I can't. You say, y'all sure do cry a lot around here. We sure do. Amen. But they're tears of joy, thankfulness. Amen. Amen. If somebody gave you something you always wanted and went to great expense to get it to you, you'd probably choke up a little bit. Amen. We think about what the Lord does for us. Boy, I'm telling you, if that don't get you a little emotional, I wonder if you even really got it. Yeah. Amen. I'm not saying I doubt your salvation, but if you got the same thing I got, yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Woo. Luke chapter number 8, just a few verses tonight. Keep your Bibles out. I got to thinking about a message that we preached years and years ago, and couldn't remember it all, just jotted some things down. The Lord brought it to my memory after studying and preaching the message that I brought this morning. And we talked about not quitting, not giving up. Amen. Keeping our eyes on God. What was the title of that this morning? God's Flashlight. That's why I was trying to remember the title. Wait till God shows you some light and gives you some light. Amen. And I hope some of you got a little light this morning. I hope the Lord encouraged you, and I hope the Lord helps you. Amen. Brother Freddie, I've got two outlines in my Bible, and Brother Freddie kind of gave a little confirmation when he was making the announcements, and he talked about how in our bus ministry that there are only two people still working in the bus ministry that were in the bus ministry. Now, Edwina don't visit a bus route. He's talking about people who go out and knock on doors, right? Sister Edwina does still help in the bus ministry, but there's only two people out still running a bus route that were doing it when he came, and that's Donna and Clint. There has been a lot of turnover. For him to be able to make that statement would have to mean somebody, somewhere along the lines, quit.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's not just the bus ministry. It's Sunday school. It's every area. It's everything. And not just in service, but in just sitting in a pew. If we had everybody that we've had join this church since the day we moved to this property, there's not a building in Villa Rica that would hold us. I worry sometimes why we're not able to retain people. And why we can't keep them, are we running them off? I don't think so. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I've even prayed and asked God, do they need a new pastor? Is that what it is? But I hate getting, and I know you win some and you lose some. We think about the Lord healed those 10 lepers. Did they get healed? They all got healed, right? I believe everybody comes to the altar and prays, says they got saved. I believe they get saved. Yeah. Well, bless God, if they really got saved, they'd stick. Well, maybe not. Yeah. Some of you backslid. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Out of those 10 lepers, how many returned to give glory to God for what He had done? One. So sometimes we get discouraged. Jesus only kept 10%.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm more interested. I'm interested in longevity.
Amen.
I've said this a million times over. I want us to grow old together.
Amen.
I want me and Brother Freddie to be old men around here. Amen. And we're getting there. Hallelujah. Me a little quicker than him, but we're getting there. Amen. I want us to grow old together. And if we're going to grow old together, and we're going to see these children's children, We're going to have to make up our mind. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Just because it isn't always going my way, I'm not going to quit. It's not going to go your way all the time. There are going to be times when things happen in this church you don't like. You say, well, bless God, if it don't go my way, I'll just leave. Do that with your job. See how long you make it. How many of you like 100% of everything about your job and the people you work with? Are you going tomorrow? Why? You got to, right? Why? You need the money. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You don't need the Bible taught to you and preached to you. Amen. Remember the treasure in the field? Let's overlook the bad and not forsake the good. Amen. In Luke chapter number 8, there are some disciples that could have quit. They could have quit, but they decided to stick it out. Look at verse number 22, and we'll read this story. The Bible said it came to pass on a certain day that he, talking about the Lord Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Now stop right there just for a second. I know you know what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You need to underline two little words in your Bible right there. The two words where Jesus said, let us. He didn't say, you go. He said, let us go over unto the other side. Now that's a pretty good encouragement right there. Amen. If he says, let us go, we're going. Yes. Would you agree? Yes. By the way, let me just say, they ain't never been a ship sank with him on it.
That's right.
Remember when God told Noah to build the ark and told him to build out of gopher wood and he gave him the dimensions and all that? And hey, do you know somebody built one? I seen a thing on Discovery Channel the other day. Somebody built an ark, and it's a museum. You can go and walk through it. I forgot where it's at, but they built an ark. It's the coolest looking thing. Anyhow, what was I saying? When the ark was done, before God sent the flood waters on the ark, he called unto Noah. You know what he said? Come thou and thy family into the ark. He invited them to come in. What did that mean? That mean God was in there. Hallelujah. I may get happy right here in just a second. That means God is in there. When he said, come into the ark, that means that God said, I'm going into the flood with you. Trouble's coming, the rain's going to fall, the earth will be destroyed, but I will be with you in the boat. He looked at the disciples, they don't know a storm's coming, he knows he ordered it. Let us pass over unto the other side. That should be a good indication, hey, as long as he's in the boat, everything's going to be all right. Amen. He said, what verse was that, 22? Yes. Verse number 23, the Bible said, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Tonight we've looked at this scripture and this story from every angle you could possibly look at it. And I know you're thinking, he just preached this the other day. No, we're going in another direction. Amen. Going in another direction. Now, I want you to notice the Bible is very specific. In a couple of places, he gives this story, and both times he said that the boat was full. Is that right? Both times. In Mark, he said the boat was now full. Here, he said it was filled with water. What happens next? Normally. You sink. Normally, when the boat is filled with water, The captain gives an order. Abandon ship. Abandon ship. That would have been the most natural thing for those men to do in that situation, was jump out of the boat. They could have. Nobody would have blamed them. That would have been the normal thing to do. House is on fire, leave. Boat's full of water, jump out. All right, that's the most natural thing to do. But we're not dealing with natural in this story. We're dealing with supernatural. We've got to remember that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who created those waters, the one who commanded those winds, he's asleep in the boat. Now, I don't understand all this. How do you sleep in a boat full of water? I don't know. I'm going to find out some of these things when we get to glory. But you've got to understand, once you're saved, you're no longer just dealing with the natural anymore. You're dealing with the supernatural anymore. And if you're in a storm, the Lord is with you there in that storm. And if you'll trust God, your ship will not go down. You just need to remain faithful. Amen. Have you ever thought about what they would have missed had they abandoned ship?
Yeah, bro.
They'd have missed the fireworks, brother. Amen. I never, when I was a kid, I worked at Six Flags over Georgia, the park. I love fireworks. Amen. I love fireworks. It didn't matter if my shift ended early and I could go home, I stayed to watch the fireworks. Amen. They'd have missed the fireworks.
That's right, bro.
Oh, they might have lived.
Yeah.
They probably could have swam across that thing. It ain't that far. Are you listening? They weren't in that grave of danger. They could have jumped out of the boat and made it to the other side.
Yeah.
But they'd have missed something.
Yeah, come on, brother.
They'd have missed several things.
Amen,
they'd have missed the revelation God gave of himself in the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. They Jesus took on a whole new meaning to them at the end of this story.
Yeah,
they said, what in the world are we dealing with? Did y'all see that?
Yeah, bro.
I've got a few of those moments like that in my life.
Yeah.
Amen. I call them wow moments. Amen. Where God just steps in and blows your mind.
Yeah.
And God just stepped in their situation and blew their mind. They said, what manner of man is this?
Yeah, bro.
Can you believe that? I bet Peter, I love Peter. I bet Peter was saying, do it again. Do that one more time. Amen. You know what else they'd have missed? If they'd have jumped out of the ship, common sense would have told you they'd have probably swam back the other direction where they come from.
Yep. Come on, brother.
They'd have missed the demonic man of Gadara.
Amen.
Being set free from the demon forces that had hold of his life. They'd have missed that. They'd have missed that. I wonder how much we miss by bailing out on God too soon.
Yeah.
Somebody told me the other day the average pastor stays at a church 5 years. If we make it till March, April, whenever it is, it'd be 18 years. 18 years. I wonder if I'd have been the average pastor and bailed out at five. I wonder what I'd have missed. I thought I just laid in bed this afternoon. Thought about that. What would I have missed? I'd have missed every one of these guys being born.
Yeah.
I'd have missed even getting really acquainted with one of my best friends in the whole world right here.
Yeah.
I'd have missed a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'd have missed a whole lot. I'd have never known Rusty Adams.
Oh,
how can you live? You can't even say you've lived till you've known Rusty Adams. Amen. And I hear on pretty good authority, he's got a voice to sing like his wife does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not in that outfit, no. Listen, don't think about what you have missed. I want you to think about what you will miss. If you get out of church. If you quit on God, what you're going to miss. You're going to miss something. You're going to miss something. Moreover, if you've got children, they're going to miss something, and that thing that they miss just might be Jesus.
Yeah.
All because you got mad. All because you got bitter. What are you saying? I'm trying to encourage you tonight. I'm not fussing at you. I'm saying hang in there. Ignore the idiots. Ignore them. In case y'all didn't know it, we have some. Just thought I'd throw that in. Well, bless God, we'll go to another church. They have some too. If they're a church that's doing anything for God, they've got idiots. If you want to go to church where you'll never get your feelings hurt, nobody ever do you wrong, join one that ain't got nobody in it under 70 years old. They're everywhere. Visitor walk in, they look at them like they got three heads. No life. They don't never fight. They don't never quarrel. Ain't nothing to fight about. They ain't doing nothing for God. The devil don't mind. Y'all go ahead. But he's going to give us fits as long as we're here. I mean, you just mark it down, friend. We're going to fight it over and over and over. Amen. As soon as this battle's over, we got another one. As soon as this battle's over, we got another one. Earnestly contend for the faith. Contend, that's a word. It means fight. I hate it. We're fighting fundamentalists. That's what we are. But what we ought to be fighting is not each other. We ought to be fighting the power of sin and Satan that's after our families and after our children. Amen. I want to help you tonight. Don't jump ship. Don't get out. Don't get out. I know people tonight who are out of church. On their way to heaven? Sure. But they got out when their kids were little.
Yes, they did.
And now their kids, they're not saved. Mom and daddy don't want anything to do with church or the people of God anymore. Amen. And the kids missed what they've got. And because they got out, who's going to get the blame for that? The person that hurt their feelings? No. Amen. It's going to be on mom and daddy's shoulder.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Storms are coming. Idiots are coming. An idiot can be, listen, I'm not trying to be mean, but an idiot can be as much of a storm to your life as a real storm. People are horrible. We okay? Just let them be stupid and go ahead. Consider the source.
Amen.
We okay tonight? I'm going to give you some ships we need to stay in. There's some ships in the Bible that we need not abandon and we need not jump. Amen? I want you to look at Proverbs chapter number 18. Proverbs chapter number 18. Proverbs chapter number 18. Just keep your Bibles. Let's use them a little bit tonight. Proverbs chapter number 18. Look at verse number 24. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 24. I like hearing them pages turn. Tell me when you get there. The Bible said a man that hath what?
Friends
must show himself, say it,
friendly,
and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The first ship we don't need to jump is friendship.
Amen.
Have you ever seen people, and I've been in this thing long enough that I've seen it several times. People that come into church and they're troublemakers. They keep something stirred up all the time. They wear all their feelings right there. You listen to me carefully now. They have it out with this one. They have it out with that one. They have it out with this one. Have it out with that one. Next thing you know, they ain't got a friend in the church. Because they pushed people away from them. Some people have these walls up so huge and tall and thick, nobody can get in. Listen, I want to be your friend. Amen. And I believe there's others who want to be your friend, but don't push them out. Don't let circumstances or situations separate friendship. Amen. And all the years Brother Freddie's been here, you think we've ever had a disagreement? We have. We've disagreed, got over it, and got on with it.
Yeah.
Amen. We cannot work together and not have disagreements. Why? We're different.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen. I'm trying to think of a sweet way to say this. Just try being nice. Don't be a jerk to people.
Amen.
Listen, we now have a church full. If you got a problem with the law, you're probably in the wrong church.
Amen.
Every time I turn around, somebody else is getting a job at the sheriff's department. I just like it because we got a lot of people in the church with guns. Now listen, if I'm driving through Atlanta and Todd Thompson pulls me over, I'm going 65 into 35. He's my son-in-law. But you know what he should do?
Oh, yeah.
Smile, nod your head. It's what he should do, but he better not write me no ticket. Hey, listen, that's probably what he'd do. He'd probably lock me up. He should write me a ticket.
That's right.
Should he not?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, I don't mind. Now, Brother Daniel's the only one in our county right here, I think. Yeah, he's the only one. We got Douglas County, Paulding County, and Fulton, or Atlanta. But listen, if he wants to do you a favor, fine. But you shouldn't expect it.
Amen.
Am I right with saying that? Amen. Pay your ticket.
Amen.
What's the jailbird say? You do the crime, you do the time. Is that right? Amen. Let's don't abandon friendships.
Amen.
I hope we're all right tonight.
Yes,
amen. Still your friend. If I have to preach a little rough to you, and some of y'all are acting like this is, I'll let him back up here. We used to watch wrestling. You know what they'd do? They'd tag up. Ha ha. I get a little tired, hot, and sweaty. I'm going to let him have it. Go back to the visitation. Amen. I'm preaching to help us tonight.
Amen.
Don't bail on the friendships. Listen, there's going to come a day in your life you're going to need friends.
Amen.
You're going to need people there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother.
It's going to be a death in the family. There's going to be a need arise.
Yeah.
And if you've driven everybody away from you, there's going to be nobody there to be there for you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, some of y'all make me so mad sometimes I could... But I realize you're just a human. And if our roles were reversed, I'd probably make you so mad sometimes. I probably do anyway. We're just humans, and we do things we ought not do.
Amen.
I hate it, but that's life.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody said life ain't easy when you're fat and greasy. Amen. I don't know what that means. Never figured that one out. But that's just the way. That's the way the cookie crumbles, friend.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't jump friendship. Don't abandon our friendships. I want us to grow closer as we get older. But what nature says, the more we learn about each other, the less we like each other. Why don't we just realize we're all sinners saved by grace? We've all got a past. We've all got problems. We've all got different personalities. Are you listening?
Amen.
And by the way, God can use all of them. Every personality, God can use.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, don't. Brother Freddie just saw a need. Came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, "You mind if I step in right here?" I said, "Brother, you're assistant pastor.
Amen.
Do what you want."
Amen.
And then he run the ideas by me, and I thought, shoot, yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Let's tell Warren and Robbie, and let's roll with this thing.
Amen.
Amen. Now, people don't like change. I may never get past this one point. You may not like a decision he made. So what? It's for the greater good. Amen. You may not appreciate him coming up to you and saying, hey, brother, I think it's time you come help us on the bus route.
Amen.
So I don't want people to do like that. Maybe that's what you need to spur you on a little bit. Yeah. Just a little encouragement. Don't forsake his friendship because you disagree with the decision that he made.
Yeah, I should.
Amen. Here's what gets me. And this actually happened. And I don't care. Put it on the internet. Don't make a difference to me. Somebody got mad over a decision that was made a while back in the bus ministry, so they went home. On Sunday morning, time to go get the babies. Yeah. Time to go pick up the kids. Now here's our mentality. Bless God, I don't like what they do. I'll show them. I'll quit. Who are you showing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you really making a statement to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those kids that you told yesterday, I'll be here to pick you up. Those children that are depending on you to get them to where they can hear about the love of God. You're not getting even with Robbie. You're not getting even with Brother Eddie. You're hurting the children. Amen. So don't get mad. Don't get mad. Just hang in there like a hair in a biscuit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Let me say it again. Don't quit on our friendship.
Amen.
Don't forget or don't abandon your sonship. Remember who you are. You are a child of God if you're saved. Amen. Look at John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. This got a whole lot longer than what I thought. John chapter number 1. I feel like we're just kind of hitting a snag here or something. Maybe it's just me. John chapter 1 and verse number 12. Watch this. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the what? Sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now listen to me carefully. I'm God's son. How about that? I am God's son. Would you worry about half as much as you worry about if your daddy was somebody in high political office? If your daddy was a multimillionaire and gave you anything you ever wanted, would you have much worries? Well, let me tell you something. If you're saved, your daddy's the Lord God Almighty, and he's got it all, and he can handle it all.
Yes.
Don't abandon your sonship. Remember who you are and what you are.
Yes.
And if you'll remember that sonship and you'll stay in that sonship, it'll affect how you act.
Yes.
It'll affect how you treat other people. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes I think we just forget we're saved. I do. I get mad at myself. I have anxiety. I do. I lay in bed and cannot sleep. Brother Thomas showed me the bottom line on the finances, how much we got going out, how much we had come in. By the way, it did get a little better tonight. Still ain't nowhere near what it should be. But listen to me carefully. Sometimes I worry over stuff I ought not be worrying about. Now, before I got saved, I had plenty of reason to worry about those things. But now that I'm really God's son, hey, he's my father. He's my father. And I ought to just be able to trust in him. Hey, he feeds them sparrows. He feeds them birds, he said. And if he cares for them birds, how much more does he care for me? Amen. I am a child of God. I got happy tonight when they sang his life for mine. I don't know why he done it, but I'm glad he done it. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm not alone in this storm or whatever it is that I'm facing in my life. Don't jump the sonship.
Amen.
Remember who you are. You're God's child. You ever look at yourself in the mirror and get disgusted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you look yourself in the mirror every now and then and say, hey, you're a child of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a soldier in God's army. You're going to heaven when you die. All your sins are gone.
Amen, bro.
You have the ability to pray.
Yeah.
Tell yourself that every now and then.
Amen, bro.
Don't forget who you are. You are a child. I know we get disgusted with our flesh. I do too.
Amen.
But don't beat yourself up all the time. Every now and then, remind yourself
Amen.
What your new name is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
A Scott, I'm a Christian.
Amen,
I catch myself doing it. I'll be worried to death about something, fretting over this and fretting over that, and all of a sudden I go, what are you doing? You're saved.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Don't forget who you are. Don't forget. Hey, I remind God every now and then. Kind of like these disciples did. Hey! Remember me? Kind of out on a limb here. Could use some help. Amen. When the storms come, that's when you need to really realize who you are. That's when you really need to remember whose boat you're on. And if he's in that boat with you, honey, you ain't going down. You might lose the job. You might lose the job. You may go bankrupt. You listen? You may lose everything you got. That don't mean God don't love you.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
I've been there. Lost it all. Don't even hardly remember it now.
Yeah.
You'll make it.
That's right.
You'll make it. Just remember who you are.
Amen.
Just the storms are gonna come.
Yeah.
Don't jump ship.
Amen.
Don't jump ship.
That's good,
I know people who are in such bad shape right now, they've told me over and over. I asked them, I asked somebody, well, I think it was last week, I said, where have you been? He said, brother, I'm sorry, but I ain't even had the gas to get here.
That's true.
Amen. I thought, my soul, brother, let me give you some gas money.
Amen, brother.
People are really, really hurting.
Amen.
And because of the situation in your life and the circumstance that have come your way, I don't want to see you jump out on God.
Amen.
Ashley and him sung about it tonight. I fully understand what Job's wife was saying to him. I really do. I'm not faulting her. She just wanted her husband to know some relief.
Yeah.
They've lost everything they've got. Their children are dead. He is sitting there, and this is gross, I know, but he's got pus running from every spot on his body. He's scraping himself with a broken piece of pottery. He's in a sad situation.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're standing beside the deathbed of a loved one? A grandmother, or grandfather, or mom or dad, and you've seen them struggle so long, and you just finally lean over and you whisper in their ear and you tell them, it's okay. It's okay. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. It's all right. That's what she was doing, I think. She couldn't stand to see him suffer no more. She said, honey, just go ahead. Just curse God and die. Be done with it. He said, you speak as one of the foolish. He said, I came in this thing naked, I'm going out naked. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, give me that attitude in the storm that I remember who I am and who my Father is.
Amen.
Don't bail on the friendship. Don't bail on the sword, sonship. Look at Joshua chapter number 5. If I get to preaching too long for you, go home, I guess. Joshua, I'm gonna leave it. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 5, look at verse number 13. I love this story in my Bible. I love Joshua. I don't know, I probably read it more than I've read any other book in the Bible. I love the book of Joshua. Joshua is about to go into Jericho and face his first big battle. And as he's on his way, watch this, in verse number 13. The Bible said, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Now watch what the fellow said, and we'll tell you who this fellow is. And he said, nay, but as a captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, watch this, what saith my what?
Lord.
My Lord unto his servant. Do y'all know who he ran into right here?
Yeah.
Y'all know who Joshua just met on his way to the biggest battle of his life?
Yeah.
He just met Jesus.
Yeah.
You say, how do you know that? He allowed him to fall on his face and worship him. An angel wouldn't have done that. Amen. You know what Joshua called him? Lord. We not only not need to abandon the friendships in our life, and we don't need to abandon the sonship in our life, because you can't get unsaved. I'm just saying, don't forget that you are. Amen. But listen, thirdly tonight, don't abandon lordship. That's some of the problems in some of your lives. You've got saved, you're in the family, but you've never made him Lord. We don't believe in lordship salvation. You say, what is that? Lordship salvation says, well, if you're really saved, you wouldn't act like that. It's funny to me, people who've been saved 50 years expect a new convert to have it all figured out first week. I grew up watching that all my life. They expect you to go from whatever rate of sinner you was to the perfect Christian. Friend, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Amen.
And we don't try to push that on you.
Amen, brother.
We want you to grow.
Yes,
but we ain't going to force it. Amen.
Amen.
But there ought to be a come a time in your life when you say, God, I'm glad you're my Savior.
Yeah.
But I want to make you my Lord.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a difference in Lord and Savior.
Yes,
that's why he's called both.
Yes.
Lord and Savior.
Right.
In the same sentence.
Yeah.
A Savior is somebody who does what?
Saves
you. When you got saved, that's all that happened. You got, well, you got the Holy Spirit. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot at your accessible to you. But it's something totally different to make Jesus Lord of your life. For him to be Lord, that means he's in charge. Really. Not you anymore. But him. Some things would be a whole lot better in our life if we just let him be what he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Let him be God. Let him call the shots. Lord, you've made enough bad decisions. And I certainly have.
Amen.
Let's just let him be Lord.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you, this financial difficulty in our church, I'd like to jump in there and scheme up and come up with something.
Yeah.
Fix it. I'm here to tell you, friend, this is above my fixing. I'm like Brother Gibbs says. We pull up to the thing at McDonald's and say, Biggie, size it. I'm going to pull up to the throne tonight and say, God, Biggie, size it. Amen. You're still my Lord. I'm still your child. God, I need your help. For the Lord to be Lord in your life, it's going to require something from you. Surrender. It's going to require you to give up. Give up what? Your will. But you don't understand, preacher. Yes, I understand fully. You want the blessings of God and what you want too.
That's the truth,
brother. That's the way we are. You're like those kids in the nursery. You don't want that toy over there, though. Some other kids got it.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Listen carefully tonight. We need to make him Lord of our life. Some of you never have.
Amen.
Some of you never have. You got saved, but you're not growing. You're not getting closer to God. Your life hadn't really changed. Don't abandon lordship.
Amen, bro.
You know what lordship is? It's knowing Jesus on another level.
Yes, sir.
It's taking your salvation a step further.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I not only want you to have my soul, but God, I want you to have my life.
Amen.
Yeah. The only reason some of you wouldn't submit, you're afraid of what he wants to do with your life.
Amen.
Amen. I imagine, I don't know how long you've been clean, Brother Jason?
The 22nd
of this month will be 4 years. Hallelujah. Meth addict right there. Meth head, whatever you call him. Meth addict. All the above. I bet you 4 years ago today that surrendering to preach the gospel last Sunday night, what was that something you thought about pretty regular? No, I didn't think so. What's better?
This.
smoking. Is it? Did you smoke it? Is that how you
did
do it?
Everywhere there was.
What's better, being high on meth?
High on the Lord.
Or high on the Lord, amen. But to get there, there had to be a surrender. I'm not saying everybody by surrendering to the Lord doesn't mean you're going to be called to preach. It doesn't. Everybody can't be the preacher. Amen. Everybody can't be the bus captain. Somebody got to drive it. Everybody can't be the Sunday school teacher. Somebody got to be the student. We okay? But boy, I tell you, there ain't never been a better time in your life to just let go and let God.
Amen.
Just get on this altar tonight and say, Lord, help me not to abandon Lordship. Hey, I've had to make Him Lord of my life more than once.
Yes, amen.
I've had to surrender and re-surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender and re-surrender.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't the only sorry low-down dog in here. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm like that dog that returning to its vomit. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's time to surrender again. Hey, we got revival coming up. Well, wouldn't it be good if we'd be in a spirit of revival before Brother Jenkins even gets here?
Yeah.
We just scare him to death, shout him plumb off the platform. Amen. He's a Yankee. Yeah, I'm kidding. Shouting won't scare him, I promise you. Is Jesus Lord of your life? If He's in control, listen, if your life's a wreck, I don't mean you're going through a battle or through a storm, but if your life's a wreck, everything's a mess, I doubt seriously He's driving the boat.
That's right. Amen, preacher.
Let me say that again.
Amen.
If your life is in total disarray, I doubt seriously He's driving the boat. Because He's an expert. He's an expert at marriage.
Yes.
He's an expert at child rearing. He's an expert at finance. He's an expert in spiritual matters. Because without Him, there are none.
Right. Yeah. Amen, preacher.
He's good at what He does.
Right. Amen.
Won't you just let Him take the wheel?
That's good, preacher.
Here it is, God. I used to think I ran this church. God, this ain't my baby.
Amen.
She's yours.
Amen.
These aren't my children.
Amen.
They're yours.
Yes.
These aren't my bills. They're yours.
Yes.
I told Him last night, God, You led me here.
Amen.
Just as sure as You saved my soul.
That's right.
And You knew this economy was coming.
That's right. Amen, preacher.
Now, God, please.
Yes, sir, brother.
We're tired of bailing.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Lord, if it goes down, we'll go down with it. But God, she's Your ship.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's not abandon friendship,
amen,
sonship, and lordship.
Amen.
Let's not abandon stewardship.
Amen.
The Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, I believe that's where it's at, verse number 2, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Yes.
You know what stewardship is? Do you know what that word means? When I say that, you automatically think money, don't you? Most people do. You mentioned stewardship. Oh, here we go. He's going to preach on money. It does mean money. But it means more than that. It means pain. It means grass. It means vacuuming. It means putting the songbook back in the rack. It means taking care of what God has allowed us to use. And I want you to get sincerely how I phrase that. It's taking care of what God has allowed us to use.
Yes, sir.
It's not our church, it's His.
That's right.
He's allowing us to use it till He comes back to get us.
Yes, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. He's allowing us to use it. I appreciate the loan.
Amen, brother.
I appreciate the good place to worship.
Yes, sir.
Stewardship. How are we taking care of God's business? In Luke, we've got the story of the unfaithful servant, the slothful servant. The master gave him the talents, the money, and he went away. And one doubled the money, and one did this, and one did, and one went out and hid it in a napkin. That's not good stewardship. That's not good stewardship. Amen. For our bus ministry to decline is not good stewardship.
Amen.
Amen. For our church to go down, and listen, we're going to hit rock bottom every now and then. We're people. You study the history of mankind. We're going to do that. Last Sunday, this place was packed out, people hanging out in the balconies. I mean, it was full. This Sunday, a bunch of wicked people went to the lake. Amen. I'm serious, I don't know where they all were. And last Sunday, it was a sweet service. I wasn't mean. I didn't run them off. I don't know what happened. Anyway, people are up and down. I mean, we're going to have that, right? We're going to have that. But listen, let's not forsake the stewardship. Hey, we got a work day coming up. We got a work day coming up soon, March the 5th. You know what that is? That's stewardship. Little did I know, we came from a little bitty building, didn't we, D? I mean, it was about half as long and about as wide as this center section, somewhere in that neighborhood. Not very big at all. Didn't take a whole lot to keep it up. But boy, then we moved here. Did you know we could, if we had money, we could use a full-time custodian?
Oh, yes.
Sister Stacy and them, they do a good job.
Amen. Amen.
That's a lot of work, isn't it? Every time we make it all the way around this place, touching up and fixing paint, time you get around, it's ready to need it again. You ever notice that? Time we get all of it patched up, then you got to go back to where you started. Y'all all right? That's stewardship. And when visitors come to our church and see the shape and the disrepair it's in, it shows how much we care about it.
That's right.
We're waiting on a tax paper now. Should be here in about 2 to 3 weeks. And we found out that Home Depot gives large grants to tax-free organizations to help with their building. Hey, we're going to be doing some work around here. Amen. We're going to take, maybe this place ain't paid for yet because we don't take good care of it. I rode by this, I'm bad to covet. I be honest with you. I rode by that grocery store up here, it's empty again. I'd like to have a whole shopping center. I really would. Bar and all. We just go out there on Sunday night, wait for them to come out the bar. Win them to the Lord, amen?
Yeah.
Seriously, I would like to have that shopping center. I think it'd be a great church location. It's beautiful. It's already got a thing in the middle, looks like a steeple. I pulled up in the parking lot the other day, just sat there for a minute. I said, Lord, why can't we have something like this? Honest, before the Lord. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart immediately. And said, how are you going to take care of this? You ain't taking care of what you got. This is a whole lot bigger. You think the utilities is bad where you are? Fire up them air conditioning units. Okay, I'm leaving. Amen. Stewardship. Let's not abandon the stewardship. I know we've got busy lives, and we've got a lot of things going on. When you see something that needs done, don't criticize that it's not done. Do it. If you can. If you can, do it.
Amen, brother.
You don't even need my permission.
Amen.
We had a gutter hanging off the side of this building, dropped all the way down to the ground, hung there for I don't know how long.
Amen.
We ain't shouting no more, are we?
No.
This is our church. Amen. And if this is where God chooses to lead us, I want it to still be standing for these guys.
Yes, amen,
I want it to still be a place of beauty that a young lady would love to have her wedding here.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, when it comes to that old house out yonder, I could care less.
That's right.
Amen.
If y'all want to form a committee and vote to spend money on that house, I'm going to throw a stinking fit.
Amen.
Ain't going to happen. Because they won't let us use it nohow. Fire marshal won't let us use it. Not for no kind of public, nothing. So, but on the rest of this property, well, we got an obligation.
Yes, sir.
And it's a big obligation.
Amen.
Amen. It's a big obligation. Let's don't abandon our stewardship. Can I give you one more?
Yes.
Psalms chapter number 95. Psalms 95. I really got two more. I'll just give you one right quick. You don't have to turn there. 2 Timothy. The Bible talks about enduring hardship. Do you know there's no such thing as victory without a fight?
Amen.
I watched the Super Bowl. I recorded it. I watched it after church. I was rooting for the Green Bay Packers. I really was. I was praying that. So ever since they beat the Falcons, I was praying they'd win that Super Bowl. Because I cannot stand that quarterback in Pittsburgh. Anyhow. And I got to watching. Did you know everybody didn't get to play in that game? They ain't no telling how many people's really on the Green Bay Packers team. They's a slew of them. But I watched when the game was over. And you know the ones jumping up and down and screaming the loudest? I'm talking about the players. The ones who played in the game. I know the hurt guy on the bench, that was his victory too, but he wasn't feeling what they were feeling.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
He wasn't getting what they were getting.
Yeah. Come on,
why? They had invested in it.
Yeah.
They did more than just put on a jersey
and
run out the smoking tunnel.
Yeah. Come on,
they played the game.
Yes, bro.
The only way we'll ever know victory, and I love victory. I love every time I see a kid in the altar. I see it all the time. When I'm in churches somewhere preaching, I'll go back to my seat. I see a kid in the altar, and they bow like that, and you see that big Nike swoosh on the bottom. You know what that means? It's a Greek symbol for victory. Nike means victory. Am I right? I believe that's what somebody told me. Yeah. I see that kid down there praying. I see that swoosh on his soul. And I thought, boy, that's the way to get it right there. Amen. Amen. We'll ever know victory without fighting. So don't jump hardship. Sometimes the way's going to be hard. Amen?
Amen.
Lastly, and I'm done, Psalms 95. Psalms 95. I stopped at 64. Got to talking. Please don't. Please don't jump. Stay in the boat.
Amen, preacher.
Listen to me carefully. If we'll trust God, we're going to the other side.
Yeah.
We're going to make it. We may have to bail some water along the way. We may have to see some contrary winds. We may see some big waves. But we're going to make it as long as he's in the boat.
Amen.
Amen. One day he's going to call us out of it.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Psalms 95, verse number 6. He said, "Oh, come and let us what?
Worship.
Worship. And bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord God our Maker. For He is our God and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand." Today, if you will hear His voice, my. I said, let's don't abandon our friendships. Let's don't abandon sonship, lordship. Let's don't abandon hardship and stewardship. But let's don't abandon worship. Amen. Hey, if we're not careful, our way of worship will die.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I like it that there's liberty to worship.
Yes, sir.
I really, and I know people have different personalities and different tastes and likes, but I preach in some churches, guys, that just ain't like this. I mean, they've got a routine that's so tight, you don't vary from it. They know exactly what they're going to do. I sat down on the platform and they hand me the paper. It says who's going to pray, who's playing the piano, what hymns are going to sing. I mean, brother, and they, it's not that they have a program, they abide by it. Now, if we had one, we'd throw it out the window every now and then.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why we don't have one. Why waste it? And brother, everything's done just like this.
Yeah.
Stiff and tight and proper. I'm like, who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress? I'm not against organization. I'm not against details. Those things are important. But not at the expense of worship. A lady told a young girl after coming home from one of our youth rallies. They lived in another state. They went back to church on Sunday. The choir got to singing. The little girl raised her hand. The pastor's wife went to the little girl and said, "We don't do that here." She should not have been disrespectful to the preacher's wife. But I would have. Why? Why don't you do that here?
Yeah.
Is it not biblical?
Amen, preacher.
To lift our hands?
Yes, sir,
yeah.
Preacher.
Amen.
And worship the Lord?
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
Is it not biblical to shout every now and then?
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, "I don't like all that shouting at church. It scares me." You better stay away from the ball field.
Yeah.
You'll be scared to death. You'll have nightmares for a month. Amen.
That's right.
Shouting ought not to scare you.
Amen.
Sister Edwina gets happy every now and then. Miss Parker. I've heard Miss Parker shout. Amen. These ladies that get happy. Oh, why come as ladies?
Yeah.
Don't you sissified men. You could praise the Lord every now and then.
Amen.
Clap your hands and say hallelujah. Hey, has God been good to you?
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let it scare you. Listen, New Manna is a worshiping church. Somebody, I forgot who it was, we'd been praying for her real hard. We took the youth rally with us and she got saved. Brother Freddie ran, jumped up on the communion table. Woo! Some of them people, and they're used to it, but them people are like, whoa. Hey man, Jesus just hit a home run.
Yeah, amen.
Jesus just kicked the winning field goal.
Amen, bro.
Let's don't jump ship on the worship. Hey, we could tighten it up around here a little bit. We could calm you down just a little bit. We could button two buttons on our coat in the pulpit. We could change from buttons to cufflinks. We could clean up this deep southern hick accent a little bit. Hey, it's a lot better than what it was, friend. You go get one of my old tapes. Before I started traveling, having to preach to Yankees, I've learned to talk a little better. Amen. I listened to one of them a while back. I couldn't understand myself. We could change. And right now, we're at a point in our church where I can see where churches go that direction. Because if we change those things and we calm down just a little bit and we changed our voice. If we got people to stand on the platform and sing and act real professional, sing this way for a second and then this way and then this way. And had them at certain points during the song to turn and look at each other. That's funny, but I'm being dead serious. We'd draw a different clientele.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean people with money.
Yeah.
Who would give it?
Yeah.
I'm not being critical of those people. But we're not going to forsake worship. We're not going to abandon ship on worship. Listen. You come to this church, we accept you as you are.
Yes, amen.
You come to this church, accept us as we are.
Yes.
This is who we are.
Amen,
amen, brother.
Amen.
Stacy said something. Stacy Bullock, he'll be back home next week, Lord willing. Stacy said, you know why I come to this church? I said, why? He said, because you're so simple. A lot of people take that as a criticism. He walked off, I got in my truck and started to drive home. I said, Lord, I'm glad there's a preacher Stacy can understand.
Amen. Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
He said, I don't never leave church wondering what you're talking about.
Amen, brother.
That's who I am.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Half them people who go to churches where the preacher ain't simple, they don't understand him either. Amen.
Amen, brother.
I know some $4 words. But why preaching words that you don't understand?
That's
right. You got to have a dictionary and a thesaurus. I can't even say that word. Thesaurus, is that right?
Yes.
Just to follow along. As long as I've got breath.
Amen.
As long as the presence of God is around this place, we're going to worship Him.
Amen.
We're going to leave these children a worshiping church.
Amen.
I was going to say, Brother Tommy, how about come to the pen? Just play. Brother David could have too. Man, I forgot about them. He could have played for the congregational singing. Y'all do like Todd and Chris. Y'all play it together. Amen. Let me say it just one more time. Don't jump. Please don't jump. Never leave a church when you're mad. Never leave your church during a storm. Ride it out.
Amen.
When you get over being mad, when the storm winds quit blowing, see if God's still dealing with your heart about going somewhere else. Chances are it never was God. I'm not saying God can't move you. He can. But chances are, it was just the flesh. Let's stand to our feet tonight.
That's good, preacher. Amen.
Don't jump out during the storm. He said, let us go over. You're going over, friend.